Thank you very much, Ambassador. New Zealand has the honour of acting as coordinator for national implementation measures, and we want to make some specific comments on this section of Working Paper 4. Just to start, it's probably worth saying that despite our efforts and those of many others, including the ICRC, to improve compliance with and transparency around Article 9, it remains unclear to us how a significant number of states' parties implement the convention domestically. We urge all states' parties to clarify how they meet their Article 9 obligations, either through their annual Article 7 transparency reports or at meetings of states' parties. We fully appreciate that national implementation can be complicated, and New Zealand is happy to provide or arrange for additional assistance that may be required by states' parties to meet this obligation. Please do not hesitate to get in touch with the New Zealand delegation directly or through the ISU if this would be useful to your delegation. We agree with the general focus of the National Implementation Measures section of the Working Paper and the actions proposed to improve compliance through the Lausanne Action Plan. That said, there are three elements that, in our view, could usefully be clarified or emphasised. First, this section should reflect the fact that states' parties will not necessarily need to put in place new domestic legislation specifically to implement the convention. Some states' parties may be able to fulfil their Article 9 obligations through their existing constitutional arrangements or regulatory systems, or by making minor regulatory amendments. In these cases, however, it is still very important for transparency purposes that states' parties explain how they implement the convention domestically, as required by Article 9. Second, while we understand the focus for an increase in legislative provisions to ban investment in cluster munitions, we would not wish to see the action plan overemphasise this at the expense of the core obligations of the convention. Finally, our efforts to encourage states' parties to provide information on the dissemination of national implementation measures to national actors, including armed forces, as suggested in the Dubrovnik Action Plan, have yet to bear fruit. We wonder if, given the number of states' parties that have yet to provide information on their national implementation measures under Article 9 of the Convention, a more realistic and valuable deliverable to include in the Lausanne Action Plan at this juncture might be to increase cooperation and assistance for and awareness of national implementation measures. Finally, I just wanted to flag that while New Zealand does support the idea of synergies with other conventions where appropriate, we will need to do some further reflection about the suggestion made by a couple of delegations earlier today that any compliance issues should also be made part of the ambit of the Coordinator of National Implementation Measures, which focuses on Article 9 of the Convention, which also entitled National Implementation Measures, and provides that each state party shall take all appropriate legal, administrative and other measures to implement this convention, including the imposition of penal sanctions to prevent and suppress any activity prohibited to a state party under this convention undertaken by persons on its territory under its jurisdictional control. So the work of this coordinator under the CCM does in a sense already focus on compliance, as do many of the other coordinators. But the National Implementation Measures Coordinator has always, under this treaty, had a very specific focus on Article 9 and on the national administrative and other measures it requires, including penal sanctions. So all that to say that if there is a broader concern about compliance by states' parties beyond their Article 9 obligations or about national ownership, then for New Zealand's part, we would need to think very carefully about whether it's appropriate to combine that concern with the work of the National Implementation Measures Coordinator, which unfortunately, as I've said, still has a very long way to go in improving compliance with or transparency around Article 9 alone. Thank you very much.